Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name's Chris Neal. I'm superintendent of schools in Herman. That's Gasconade County, R1, about an hour to the east here. I believe I'm speaking to some degree as a representative of the Missouri Association of School Administrators, Superintendents Association. And I think that what I hear here is wonderful. I appreciate so much the opportunity that you would take up this topic. I think teacher quality is clearly the best place to apply our efforts as we consider how to improve education for students. In terms of teacher quality, I tend to be a bit of a pragmatist, and really the way I see the world, and think it's important to frame that for you before we start. First of all, I think that students coming out of universities today are better prepared than I was when I started, and I appreciate very much that we continue to work at improvement. But in this world where we have what I think are fewer resources at any level for any problem than any of us really desire, you have to kind of think about what will be the best place to apply what we have, whether it be money or effort or time. And so as I read research and reviewed things both from our own country and for those countries where we're so often compared and often in a negative light, several things came out that I just want to encourage you to consider as you make policy decisions for our state. First of all, domestic research is pretty clear. The Department of Education is headed in the right direction in terms of screening candidates for teaching. There are some things that are easy to screen for, like content knowledge, intellect, communication skills. There are things that are harder to screen for, and some of you have noted them very well, because good teachers have personality characteristics that are often hard to test with paper and pencil. There are characteristics like enthusiasm and empathy and a belief that they can make a difference in students' lives. But clearly, all those things are necessary for really effective teaching. And interestingly, as we consider preparation for teaching, advanced degrees are some help, particularly in mathematics, less so in content than they are in pedagogy. And when I say pedagogy, I simply mean the knowledge of how to teach what you know. And that can be very discipline specific, and it can be generally true as well. As I said earlier, many, many, many times our state and nation gets compared to other nations, and often in a negative light. And I don't think it's an easy apples-to-apples comparison, so my remarks need to be held somewhat in a sense of, let's see what we can learn from them if they're doing anything right. It would seem that those both sides of the ocean, there are countries that do some things differently than we do. One of them is screened very rigorously the candidates who get into a teacher prep program. And these may include high school scores, ACT equivalents. They may include written tests. They may include demonstrations of ability to teach or teacher-like behavior. It seems that there are relatively few institutions in those countries that prepare teachers, and they do so in a rather rigorous and tightly controlled manner. And finally, it looks to me like they spend a lot more time preparing teachers than we do. 4 years would be a minimum of preparation time with student teaching, or what we would call student teaching, their clinical practice following that, and often for a full year. So I understand that the economy and limitations of personal resources often drive decisions about having to get through a program quickly, but it would seem that there is some rational basis for spending more time in those preparation programs. As we look at our own state, we do have many institutions, and I think as it is when we have 1,000 flowers bloom, we get some beauty everywhere. At the same time, I think there's a lot of variability in the emphasis on pedagogy. I think we are pretty good about content knowledge, but I think there's a lot of variability about how much pedagogy is emphasized. And those thoughts are taken from the published programs that our universities put out on the web, that we almost completely across the board have twice as much preparation time in the content, what we teach, rather than how we teach. I think that's worth considering as we make policy decisions. As has been said earlier, there's a lot of variability in terms of the clinical experience, the student teaching experience. I think the move to get candidates into schools earlier is a good one. I think when I look at the programs who approach those nearly year-long experiences, there is benefit there, especially as has been said earlier, in those situations where there's a lot of attention paid for the cooperating teacher or the role model teacher. And so without trying to drag this out any longer, I just want to encourage you, as you make policy decisions and analyze the testimony in front of you, that you spend real time and effort thinking about how to get the best people, even when it's hard to screen, how to get the best people into the profession, that we emphasize preparation of how to teach as much as what to teach. And finally, that we consider a long-term commitment, and I know that that carries in lots of funding implications and things like that, but I don't believe anybody asked me to come speak about funding implications. I think they wanted to talk about effective teacher preparation, so spending a long time getting ready. With that, I'm done. Be happy to answer any questions or get out of your way. Thanks again.
Committee, does anyone have questions? Mr. Neal, I thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your testimony.